Performance-wise on the pitch, very much a game of two halves, as the old famous saying goes. We played with a lot of anxiety in the first half, a lot of nervousness. And, you know, as a manager, people think football management's easy, but as a manager, you turn up and you train during the week and you think everything's nailed on, and then watch a group of players go out and play like they had the world on their shoulders, and that came from nowhere. So it was very, very difficult to affect that during the game, because, you know, it creates a disjointed team. You know, players were passing the buck, players were not taking any responsibility, and looked like they were shot to bits of any confidence. And I didn't know where that came from. So second half, my job wasn't to rant and rave. My job was to try and instill some confidence, try and come up with something that took away any feeling of that. And second half, there was only really one team in the second half. And we got our just rewards, but we can't do that too often.
What did you do then to restore that confidence, to give them back their edge?
Just talk about, you know, put the elephant in the room, so to speak, and talk about the fact that, listen, you're playing with anxiety, why? And go through the process of it, and then try and take some grey areas out of their performance on how they were going to get back in the game. Make it very, very clear. Just give them the freedom to go and, you know, do it. And again, I use this quite often. I just said, make sure the fans clap you off. That's your remit now. You've got to make sure the fans clap you off. If you've done that, you'd have made a good game of it.
I guess that can't be easy in, what, 8 to 10 minutes? You also made one or two changes, and we did in the second half see the Wimbledon spirit.
Yeah, obviously Baz Fuller was enforced on us with his shoulder. We just tweaked a couple of things and we got a little bit of momentum going, missed some chances, but they missed one at a crucial point, and we've nicked one at the end. But to be fair, the second half, it was backs against the wall for him.
Yeah, you got that reward at the end for all your efforts. Tom Elliott, though, sent off.
Yeah, I've got to be really careful what I say. I mean, I thought when we played Sutton in the Cup, it was as bad a performance as I've seen in the middle. But this one, I think, could go close to overtaking it. I mean, the tackle on Jake Reeves is as close to a leg-breaking straight red you'll ever see. I've watched it back, and the ref's got a brilliant view of it. To book someone, not send them off for that, to then book somebody for what Lyle Taylor got scythed down in the most blatant professional foul that you're ever going to see. Even their manager can't believe that their players stayed on the pitch for both of them. And then the silly little bookings that our players got ends up in one of our men gets sent off. I mean, Tom Elliott, you talk about going into a crowd. Tom Elliott is a yard off our pitch with five men round him, with some fans putting their hands on him, and he gets sent off.
The away form has not been so good, is it? The home form, you know, I think it's undefeated in five league games. How much added pressure is there, if any, to get results at home? Is there, because of the away form?
No, I don't feel it at all. I mean, you guys come up with the stats, and, you know, at the start of the season, we hadn't lost a game away since the first game of the season. Everyone was talking about how good we are away. The only four games we've lost at home are to the big four in the league. You know, now I'm getting told we haven't scored a goal for God knows how long away from home. I very rarely do anything other than play two or three forwards and try and go at the thing. And sometimes you get a run of form where you play tough opposition and things don't go your way, and before you know it, you've got a stat on your hand that isn't a very good one. Just like we're five unbeaten at home, it builds. Sometimes it builds away from home, and we'll go away from home next Saturday and we'll pick a team to try and score goals and teams to do the work, and eventually it will change. So I'm not going to get hung up on it.
And that result this afternoon, it may only have been a point, but it chips away at that 50, doesn't it?
That's important. You know, we've set the boys a target. We've had a really tough week, mentally, physically. You know, there has been a real hangover from the Sutton game, I'll be honest with you. And the players have been flat for a couple of weeks now. And, you know, I've turned into a counsellor this week. It's been tough. And, you know, to get that first half, that's why I found that really strange, because we'd got the group in such a good place come what Friday, that I found the first half really, really, really strange. So we'll go again. We've got another game Tuesday, and again, we'll try and build that, like I just talked about, that momentum and that run that turns into something where you're saying we're unbeaten home and away.
And after such a great end to the game, something a little less tasteful as everyone was coming off the field, and you were not responsible, but you're in the middle of that.
Yeah, again, I'll be very careful what I say, but ultimately, certain member of our club has let the club down, and you know, hopefully, our club will do the right thing and deal with it in the right way. And you know, no matter what tensions there are in the game of football, nobody should take it upon himself to abuse people and take the law into their own hands, and it's wrong.
Because at the end of the day, Carl Robinson reacts, and if he had, and you were holding him back, and if he had laid a glove, it would have been him that would have been in the wrong.
Absolutely, but you know, as a club, we need to deal with our side of things and run our club the right way, and hopefully we'll do that.